Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 28. You'll find this in your pew Bible on page 1064. Jesus is now beginning his ministry, and what we see in these verses is the authority that he exercises in his messianic office. His authority really comes from two sources. One, his divine nature. I think it'd be hard for us to imagine what it was like to actually be in the presence of the God-man, particularly as he went into the synagogue and took up the scriptures and preached the word. But his power and authority also came simply from his adherence to the word of God. It's interesting. They will say when he preaches that this is amazing. He preaches with authority, not like the other people. Now, in part, that is merely a description of what happens when straightforward, faithful Bible teaching takes place. They were used to a lot of rabbinic sophistry, a display of obscure scholarly attainments that has often happened in churches. In 1517, Huldrych Zwingli began preaching the Gospel of Matthew in the Great Münster in Zurich, and the people were amazed. They said the same thing. He teaches with authority. Why? Because he was preaching the word. We actually have the letter of a man who was there. He said, "I felt like somebody grabbed me by the hair and lifted me up to heaven." And Christ today, when the Bible is proclaimed, when we're not discussing, we're not looking upon the Bible as if we had authority over it, but rather we sit under the Bible as if it has authority over us, Christ ministers with the same authority, and he casts out evil. He calls disciples to himself. The passage begins with the calling of his disciples, and notice that Jesus does not negotiate with them. "I thought I would start a church enterprise. I need some followers. What are your ideas?" That's not what he does. He calls them with authority. He calls us with authority to come out of the world, to follow him. And then he says, "I will make you fishers of men." That same authority works today, casting out evil, calling disciples into his kingdom. How? Through the authority that comes through the word of God. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 16 of Mark chapter 1. "Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.' And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.' And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.